I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I got talked into going muskie fishing with a couple of my buddies here recently. I never go fishing for muskies this time of year, but I haven't seen these guys in a while, so I agreed, and I was surprised. I'll tell you why, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
A couple of my buddies talked me into going muskie fishing this time of year. I never fish muskies this time of year. I think that they're suspended, they're hard to find, they're hard to get to bite. They're not hungry right now. They're hungry in October and early November. That's the best time to be fishing muskies. But I hadn't seen these guys in a while, so I decided I'd go out and fish with them. They were throwing topwater lures. Topwater lures? I figured you'd need to use jigs or something that dived deep. No, they were using topwater lures, the kind that got that propeller that rotates on the back. And they were throwing to docks, and they were throwing to shallow weed beds, some rock piles, water that was less than 10 feet deep. I'm thinking, what do they know that I don't? Well, they knew a lot what I don't, because they got bites. One guy hooked into two muskies and landed one huge northern pike. The other guy, he got chased a couple times too. I was amazed at the action we got, which made me think about it for just a little bit. And muskies, they eat all the time, and they might as well be eating now as well. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.